Juliana Rancic, and my husband and I have a lot of restaurants, actually. We're about to open our 9th restaurant, which is really exciting, called RPM Italian. Well, we started with the RPM brand. We've done like seafood and steak. We have another concept called Pizzeria Portofino, and it's evolved into different states as well, which is really exciting. So we're very focused on that. We also have a Prosecco called Juliana Prosecco that's been growing very fast and is very exciting. But most of my days, to be honest, are spent on my clothing line. I have a clothing line on the Home Shopping Network on HSN called G by Juliana. So day in, day out, I'm working on that line. We put out about 15 collections a year, and we just launched my mom's Italian food line called Mama De Pandi. It's all Italian food. It's delicious. It's also on HSN. So been keeping very busy, balancing work with our family life, of course. And our son Duke is doing great. He's 11 years old now, and he's almost my height. He's my buddy. So we have so much fun together, me, Duke, and Bill. And I will tell you, one of my favorite things that I've been working on right now is partnering with Avocados for Mexico, getting ready for the Cure Bowl. That's a college football game that happens in Orlando, Florida, and it benefits cancer research. So as a breast cancer survivor, that's a very, very near and dear cause to my heart. So it's gonna be great. You know, kickoff is at 3:30 Eastern. You can actually watch it. It's gonna be on ABC. But before that, I'm doing something that is so exciting. It's actually called the Super Good Rally. So I'm gonna be there at the stadium along with other survivors and thrivers. We're gonna be making signs for women who are going through breast cancer to just let them know you got this and let them know that we support them. That was a really big part of my journey, was hearing from other survivors, getting that encouragement from them and that love and support from them. Those words just really went a long way. And so we wanna be able to pay it forward and let other women know that we're rallying for them. So we're gonna be doing that before the big game. And then during the game, we're gonna be with the Avocados for Mexico team. We're gonna have a guacamole bar at the stadium, because you know, football and guac go hand in hand. So it's gonna be a great time on Saturday. I was diagnosed with breast cancer at a young age. I was 36 years old, and I had no family history of breast cancer. I mean, it was just the shock of a lifetime. And so as I celebrate my 12th year anniversary, this week, actually, I think looking back, it was such a difficult thing to go through, especially those first few years. And I remember feeling like, oh my gosh, like this is the rest of my life. I'm just going to think about breast cancer 100 times a day, 1,000 times a day. But I will say, you know, something that really helped me is four words: this too shall pass. And it's so true. It's like, I just remember I just hung on to those words, and I'm like, it's not always going to be like this. This is just a chapter in your life. You're going to get through this. I started making a lot of changes because there were a lot of things I couldn't control, like getting diagnosed with breast cancer. And then I started making changes to things I could control, like what I was putting on my skin, what I was putting into my body. So that's one thing I think that I have maintained, is a healthier lifestyle. I take at least a half hour walk every day, if not more. You know, I eat healthy foods, and yeah, I definitely don't take any time for granted. That's for sure. You know, time with my husband, time with my son, together as a family. So that's all really important to me as well, obviously. So yeah, you know, as my husband Bill always says, when you go through something like this, it really turns the volume down on the things that don't matter. And it turns the volume up on the things that do matter. I'm definitely very aware of that. And I know what really matters in life. Well, one of the reasons I wanted to partner with Avocados for Mexico is because I love Avocados for Mexico. Okay, let's just throw that out there right now. I eat avocado 3 to 5 days a week. I love avocados. I always have a bowl of them in my kitchen. So the easiest way, or probably the way I eat them the most, I will tell you, is every day for lunch, almost literally every single day, I have a bagel, a toasted bagel with sliced avocado. I drizzle olive oil, a little salt and pepper, and it is like the most delicious, quick and easy lunch. I also add avocados to my salads. I make, you know, I add avocados to sandwiches. I put half an avocado in a lot of my smoothies because avocados are a superfood. They are packed with 20 vitamins and nutrients. They're one of the easiest ways to just, you know, incorporate a new food. Like for instance, if you're not eating a lot of avocado, it's a great way to incorporate this fruit into your healthy lifestyle. So for people trying to make a change, trying to eat healthier, trying to eat better foods like superfoods, avocado is definitely the way to go. So easy to learn more. All you have to do is go to avocadosformexico.com, or you can even follow Avocados for Mexico on Instagram and get in on the conversation. Use the hashtag SuperGoodRally and let us know who you're rallying for in your life. So, you know, if you can't be at the game in Orlando, you can still be involved and be part of this terrific cause. So those are some of the ways to get involved.